Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, Thanksgiving is around the corner, and for the next few days on Radio Boston, we'll be bringing you into the kitchens of chefs around the city to get their suggestions for your Thursday feast.
Today, we have our latest installment of our occasional food series, Farm to Fork.
Is that radishes over there?
Really great for a salad.
It's cooking really, I've been on high heat.
I mean, this is from farm to the fork.
With Tremont 647 chef and owner Andy Husbands, we take you out into the farms, fields, and markets in search for the best ingredients New England has to offer.
Then we head into the kitchen with Andy to cook up a dish and post the recipe online.
And what says fall in New England more than apples picked straight from the tree? Recently, Andy and Meghna met in North Andover at the Smolak Farms apple orchard.
My name's Kathy Varney, and I am the Director of Education and Activities here. The farm, it originated back in the 1700s, about 1927. Smolak family emigrated over here, and they purchased the farm, and it's been owned by the Smolak family ever since.
So this has been continuously running as a farm for 300 years?
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic.
I read an article recently about that apples are about 6 months old when you go to the normal grocery store, so to be able to come here and actually pick them. We know exactly how old they are. They're actually fresh today. Mm-hmm. So what happens now is that we're actually getting the real natural sugars as opposed to the starchy and mealy after they sit in storage.
Yeah,
and apples, one of the great things about apples and why we have them in New England is that they actually last for a long time. They're what would you call a cellar fruit as opposed to a cellar root. You know, back in the colonial days, they were able to have them and have them around through the winter or make applesauce when canning came around to do that as well.
So from this row on, those are the more traditional ones, the Macoons, the Cortlands, McIntosh, and from here over, all the antique varieties.
And what are these red ones over here?
Those are called the Seek No Further.
The Seek No Further.
I shall seek no further.
What a great name.
Okay, red, kind of goofy, you know, big on one side, small on the other, white, speckly. Oh, very, very juicy. Sweet, and then followed by a nice rush of tart. It's absolutely delicious.
Mmm, that is really good.
Like onions, the juice retreats. That's why you actually want to refrigerate onions, that when you cut them, you won't cry. But with apples, they get refrigerated, and once they get refrigerated, they're just not as juicy. You really have to let them sit out for a while. But right off the tree,
the juice is just pouring out of it. It's delicious.
There's just no better way to eat an apple.
I know.
I mean, I would love to use all these antique ones. Is there one that's rather tart? Because I want to have that kind of yin and yang, that sweet and sour. Yeah. I'm also looking for texture as well.
It is the Rhode Island greening. Let's see if we can see some of those. Those are traditionally the tart cooking. There's a few. There's a few.
As I push my way through the branches.
There's one down there, nice and low, too.
So the Rhode Island greening, perfect. Very, very firm. Looks like a Granny Smith, but it's a little more squat and green. Very similar to Granny Smith, but not as firm as a Granny Smith. Sometimes they're a little bit hard.
Right.
This is a good eating apple as well as a good cooking apple because it has that wonderful apple juiciness.
That's good. But it's not overwhelmingly tart, though.
No,
right?
Sometimes they're too tart and too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I mean...
It's so good. You want it back?
Yeah, another one more bite. So I've got a couple of these. Seek No Further.
We have your traditional Cortland. Those are good cooking apples. A lot of people use those.
Yeah, let's go do a Cortland, and then we'll go cook some food.
Sounds good.
After you.
Thank you. So it's November, so I would do a recipe that people can make at home for Thanksgiving. A little bit of kind of a side dish. I'm going to make a simple applesauce. But being myself, I have to do a little bit of a twist to it, so we'll kind of work to that part as well. But we could peel the apples, but I'm not going to. One, it's a little more home style.
Yep.
And two, there's a lot of flavor and nutrients in the skin as well.
Peel, okay.
And I'm just cutting out the core and slicing them up into about a quarter to a half inch thickness slices. And I have a little bit of apple cider here. I do have a little cinnamon I'm going to add, just to give it a nice kind of floral, earthy flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on high and just boil it until they're soft. Pretty much that simple. That's going to take about 10, 15 minutes probably. Okay. So we have this wonderful, you know, floral, earthy applesauce. And so to me, what makes sense is something maybe a little spicy, a little crunchy.
Yeah.
We're going to make candied nuts.
Candied nuts.
This is an old southern dish that I like.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Using peanuts here?
I'm going to use peanuts, but pecans or pistachios, almonds would be great. I have a little bit of oil here. This is just a vegetable oil. It's generally what we cook with in a saute pan. And I've turned the heat on about medium high, I think I'm going to go. And what we're going to do is just toast them slightly. And what's important to know about nuts is they have a lot of fat in them, good fat, meaning that they have a high chance of burning. So we do have to watch them. It happens very quickly, and all of a sudden you have burnt nuts in your oven or however you do it. So while that's heating up, I'm just going to, in my bowl here, put some sugar, salt, chili flakes. Now, I'm going to use about a teaspoon.
So you're adding a little bite and heat to go with the sweet earthiness of the apples.
So it's cumin, chili flakes, sugar, and salt. That actually will go on at the end once we toast this. And it's actually kind of neat how this process works. You can smell it starting to get that flavor. Now what I'm going to do is take 2 tablespoons of sugar, sprinkle it on the cooking peanuts. This is the important part. As we talked about, fat burns, so does sugar. So I have a wooden spoon, and I'm going to continue to stir this. And you cannot walk away from this pan. You cannot get on your phone and talk to your friends. So I'm just constantly stirring, shaking the pan. But see that golden brown?
It really does happen in a matter of seconds.
Yeah,
it's a very fast tipping
point. So I can see all my sugar is cooked. And I'm going to take it, pour it into my bowl, and just toss it with all those spices. And now we're just going to coat it. Just lay them out on a cookie sheet with a little bit of parchment or wax paper. That just helps it so it doesn't stick. All right, so our apples are nice and soft. There's very little liquid left. So now I've kind of mashed it up a little bit. And what I have here is some Maldon sea salt.
Okay.
But any kind of sea salt or kosher salt would work. I don't really want to make this salty. Salty applesauce doesn't sound good. But what I want is to enhance the flavor. Salt really works well with sugars. We see a lot of this with chocolate and salt these days.
It gives it a fuller, more three-dimensional
flavor.
It's like
a bigger mouthfeel is what probably we'd say. So we have our applesauce. Sprinkle some peanuts on top. And again, we could serve them on the side, but sometimes people aren't really want to try things, so I just make them try it. Oh my God, trust me. I wear the white jacket. It's good.
Yeah, there's a reason why you wear the white jacket.
It's good. And that is our Smolok Farms apples and candied peanuts.
Mmm, that is really good.
So yin, yang, sweet, sour, salty, spicy.
Fall in New England, I love it.
You put this on your Thanksgiving table and people are going to freak. They're going to be like, what is this? This is the best ever.
You can find photos and a recipe for the applesauce and candied peanuts on our website, radioboston.org.
And tomorrow, Andy Husbands will be back along with 3 other well-known Boston chefs with more recipes for your Thanksgiving table.